1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. A 12-step program for active investors. Step 1, active investors. My name is Paul, and I'm an active investor. It was 9:30 on a Monday morning. My wife came to me and asked if I wanted to go for a walk. Well, the stock market was just then opening after a tough news weekend. So I said I was busy and would have to wait for another day. She went walking without me. What was I supposed to say? Look, I know I need help. Somebody please rescue me.
You came by my heart today. Said let's go walking like we used to. But I was busy, busy as sin. Gonna have to wait for another day. So you walk away. What am I supposed to say here now? Is there somewhere you can rescue me? Somewhere you can bring me home again? Somewhere you can rescue me? Rescue me? Rescue me?
Do you own actively managed mutual funds? Do you select stocks you think can outperform a market? Do you think there are times to be in a market and times to be out of a market? Do you think that active managers with the best track records are best for managing your investments? Do you shift in and out of styles or indexes in an effort to chase returns? Are you primarily invested in the S&P 500, thinking this provides adequate diversification? Do you believe that now is the best time to invest in certain sectors? Do you invest without considering risk capacity or risk exposure? Do you invest without first studying the academic research that explains how and why free markets work? Do you keep a stash of Rolaids on hand to cope with short-term market volatility? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you're an active investor and you need to be rescued. We're here to help you. We'll bring you home.
Is there somewhere you can rescue me?
Step 2, Nobel Laureates. My name is Paul, and I'm an active investor. I sit at my computer, my active trading software, and some days are better than others. Some never end. Now, the academics tell me that by doing this, that in the end I'm going to be out, and my returns will be lower. Not me, man. I'm the active investor. I'm going to live on, die young. I'm living for today. I want to know what my returns are. I want to see all my stocks at a glance. And with my market-beating returns, I'm going to dance till I drop. I don't want to be told by any school teacher how my portfolio won't grow old with me. I'm the active investor. I always want to be on top.
So in the end, you're going to be out. You're going to stay low. You're going to be away. You're going to live hard. You're going to die young. You're going to live for today. You want to know now. You want to see all. You want to dance till you drop. Don't want to be tall. Don't want to get old. Always want to be on top. Always want to be on top. Always want to be on top.
In 1900, Louis Bachelier's doctoral thesis said there is no useful information contained in historical price movements of securities. In 1933, Alfred Coles reviewed about 12,000 stock recommendations and published his results in an article entitled, "Can Stock Market Forecasters Forecast?" His conclusion, it is doubtful. Nobel Prize in Economics winner Harry Markowitz presented the theory of the efficient portfolio. Modigliani and Miller showed that a firm's value is unrelated to its dividend policy, and that policy is an unreliable guide for stock selection. William Sharp, another Nobel Prize in Economics winner, said that the capital asset pricing model finds that the expected return of an asset is determined by its beta coefficient, a means of measuring the volatility of a security or portfolio of securities in comparison with the market as a whole. Paul Samuelson, another Nobel Prize in Economics winner, said that market prices are the best estimates of value. Price changes follow random patterns, and future stock prices are unpredictable. Eugene Fama's efficient market theory concluded that no one can consistently outperform a market. Then he, along with Kenneth French, developed the three-factor asset pricing model as an invaluable tool for asset allocation and portfolio analysis. If you're not aware of the works of these distinguished academics, if your only knowledge of the stock market is what the TV or newspaper tell you, we're here to rescue you. We're here to bring you home. Is there somewhere you can rescue me? Somewhere you can bring me home? Step 3. Stock Pickers. So I'm watching TV the other day trying to get some stock tips, and this guy comes on and tells me how high my stocks should be. Hey, Mr. TV guy, why don't you ever tell us what your long-term stock picking performance is? I don't know the secrets you keep, but I know where you hide. You see, I don't trust this feeling I get from him. But I still watch it, and I know I'll get by, I hope. I just can't tell which of their stock picks are right from wrong, even at the best of times. You know, you can get so enchanted with all their cunning lies. I'm really starting to think it's a babbling of fools.
I don't know the secrets you keep, but I know where you hide. I don't trust this feeling I get, yeah, but I'll get by. I can't tell right from wrong at the best of times. One can be so enchanted with all your cunning lies, babbling of fools, babbling of fools.
Stock pickers are active investors who bet they can beat a market by picking stocks they believe will outperform an index or market average. The chances of a fund manager beating a market over the long term are about the same as betting on one number on a roulette table in Vegas, or about 1 in 38. On average, stock pickers will always lose by an amount equal to their costs and expenses. If you think you or anyone else can beat the market over the long term, if you are a stock picker, we're here to rescue you. We're here to bring you home.
Is there somewhere you can rescue me? Somewhere you can bring me.
Step 4. Time Pickers. My name is Paul, and I'm an active investor. I've tried all the market timing systems, and I just can't figure it out. It's madness! Can't anyone tell me when to get in and out of stocks? Sure they can, I keep telling myself. I see your crooked glance. I've got to get back in the black soon. My portfolio is bleeding. I'm gonna scream.
When I look at this, I just can't figure it out. I've tried all of these methods to see your madness. I don't think that I can see the crooked glance you're giving me, and all I tell myself are the same damn lies. And you said, don't scream, it'll take some time, but I'll get by. I wait from all the times I wondered why. I don't need another chance to think you tried. Don't scream, it'll take some time again.
Time pickers, also known as market timers, believe they can predict the future direction of the market. But but time pickers are fooled by randomness in the market. Academic studies prove that time picking doesn't work. Gains and losses are impossible to identify in advance. To add insult to injury, time pickers pay more taxes. If you or your investment advisor ever say the phrase, "Now might be a good time to invest in," we're here to rescue you. We're here to bring you home. Is there somewhere you can rescue me? Somewhere you can bring me home again? Step 5, manager pickers. My name is Paul, and I'm an active investor. I needed to select an investment for my 401k plan. Go! And based upon the past performance of some of those mutual funds, there were some glorious days. So I picked the one that was the best performer. But it's all over now. I was amazed at how great life was, but it's not anymore. Now I understand the day I picked that fund, lucky days were over. What'd you do? Don't you understand? The day I found you, I was done. But I'll make it through. I just can't accept this situation. I've been sentenced for arrogance. I'm doing my time, paying for the crime, but I'm ready to carry on. I can recall some glorious days, but it's all over now. I was amazed how great life was, but it's not anymore.
For my crime, now I'm ready to carry on.
Like stock and time picking, manager picking is a worthless endeavor. However, there are still investors out there who believe they can select an all-star manager or financial guru who can beat the odds. Typically, investors first invest in a star fund run by a star manager when they read about the latest and greatest funds. Then they sell their investments within a few years when they become disenchanted by the fund's shoddy performance. Investors are seldom aware that active funds that have good performance histories are always riskier than the indexes they outperform. Also, outstanding performance histories can be surprisingly fragile. Few investors realize that the most important factor separating a winning performance history from a losing one is the choice of starting and ending dates. Finally, outstanding performance histories don't always reflect taxes or commission loads. Published mutual fund ratings are often pre-tax returns that disguise their true after-tax performance in taxable accounts. If you're trying to pick a mutual fund based upon its past performance, if you're trying to select an investment based upon its star rating, we're here to rescue you. We're here to bring you home. Is there somewhere you can rescue me? Somewhere you can bring me? Step 6, style drifters. My name is Paul, and I'm an active investor. So I spent all this time designing my portfolio. You know, a large cap growth fund, a small cap value fund, and all that, in just the right proportions to give me the perfect risk versus reward temperament. Well, guess what? Some of these funds are now under new management, and they changed what they own now. My life is rearranged. They've completely screwed up my temperament. Who are they to think I wanted to change? Well, I've learned if you expect nothing from them, then at least you can be pleasantly surprised. It's hard to trust any of these mutual fund managers when you've heard this happen so many times.
Under new management, my life is rearranged. I've moved my temperament, Lord knows I need a change. Expect nothing from no one and be pleasantly surprised. It's hard to trust anyone when you've heard it so many. Times.
Style drift refers to the tendency of active managers and actively managed mutual funds to deviate from their stated or expected investment style. For example, a manager may drift from small cap value to small cap growth. This is a substantial problem if you have carefully determined your risk capacity and matched it to a risk exposure. Mutual fund managers are pushed to outperform other fund managers and their proper benchmarks. The temptation to dabble outside the scope of their fund's stated style in order to enhance the fund's performance sets all actively managed funds adrift. To avoid style drift, it is best to implement your asset allocation with pure style index funds. If your investments are getting out of balance, if your manager is guilty of style drift, we're here to rescue you. We're here to bring you home.
Is there somewhere you can rescue me? Somewhere you can bring me home?
Step 7, Silent Partners. My name is Paul, and I'm an active investor. I decided to go back and look at the returns on my mutual funds. The fees and taxes have ruined it. It started out as something little. I thought it was too small to even worry about, and I didn't pay much attention to it. But those hidden fees ran silent and deep. So I called up the mutual fund. Well, they talked as if nothing really happened. They tried to be nonchalant about it, hiding a tone of sarcasm, and I got no joy. Well, the time bomb keeps ticking. It has no mercy for its victims. Can we break this? Silence is not golden. Oh, well, it might be for them. There are so many fees that are left unspoken, it's hard to know what you're fighting against in the silent war. The term silent partners refers to the parties who silently share in the realized and unrealized gains on your investments. Fees, expenses, taxes, and inflation are silent partners that can set you back before returns even begin. Investment costs alone can consume nearly 55% of your gross wealth. And it is estimated that the average active mutual fund investor loses about 3 percentage points of returns to taxes every year. Unless an actively managed mutual fund states that it focuses on after-tax returns, an investor should never assume that it is managed with tax considerations in mind. The best solution to this problem is to buy and hold a diversified portfolio of index funds, including tax-managed funds in taxable accounts. If you've got everybody reaching for your wallet, if you've got silent partners, we're here to rescue you. We're here to bring you home. Step 8. Risk ease, the language of risk. My name is Paul, and I'm an active investor. So I asked myself, why am I taking so many chances with my money? So I said to my broker, I can't be on your roller coaster ride no more. It's about time to be moving along. I can't stand the stocks coming in and going out like a big bad storm. Let me tell you this, is for sure. My door won't revolve around you no more. I know some folks riding their money around. What are you looking for? You had it all at home. You keep looking for more.
I can't be on your roller coaster ride no more. It's about the time to be moving along. Coming in and going out
Riskies. Riskies is the language that's used to discuss topics of risk, return, time, and correlation. High risk exposure is like a scream-inducing roller coaster with soaring highs and stomach-churning lows. On the roller coaster, the greater the ups and downs, the greater the returns, measured in thrills. The same thing applies to investing. However, not everyone has the capacity for such exposure to risk. Because risk is the source of returns, investors would be better served to be more concerned with the risk level of their investments. If you don't understand the roller coaster, if you don't speak riskies, we're here to rescue you. We're here to bring you home.
Is there somewhere you can rescue me? Somewhere you can bring me home again?
Step 9, history. My name is Paul, and I'm an active investor. I suppose every investor has to go through this process. One late night, I was reading a book about investing. The quiet was deep. Then I realized, as I closed my eyes, that I could find hope in my history. And now I've traveled too far to change my mind. I've unraveled the mystery. At first, I didn't know quite what it was until I did my time. Only a good understanding of the long-term historical risk and return of various indexes will enable investors to know how to allocate their investments in accordance with their personal risk capacity. Over the 78-year period the data is available, small value has outperformed the S&P 500 and large-cap growth funds. It's interesting to note that over the 48-year period, emerging market public equities outperformed venture capital and at a lower risk level. Gold and silver are also interesting, reinforcing the idea that they have lots of risk and returns pretty close to T-bills and bonds. In addition to the long-term risk and returns of indexes, the third input used to create optimal portfolios is cross-correlation. Cross-correlation refers to the extent to which performances of different asset classes move in relation to each other. The lower the correlation among different indexes in a portfolio, the greater the diversification, which means lower volatility of returns. If you're confused about the expected returns on your investments, if you don't know your history, we're here to rescue you. We're here to bring you home.
Is there somewhere you can rescue me? Somewhere you can bring me home?
Step 10, risk capacity. My name is Paul, and I'm an active investor. We're getting there. It took me some time to figure out just how much risk to take with my investments. I've had to stop lying to myself, so I took my time on the risk capacity survey and got it right. I don't like to fight with active investments. I have finally come home. I'm trying to break out of this. I'm not sick anymore. Taking up all my time studying investments ain't working. I'll wake up and move on. I realize that I need to add some risk exposure to my portfolio. I'm tired of taking no chances. I'm going to make it happen now. I've been wasting a lot of time patching together an active portfolio. I'm tired of mending these fences. I'm going to make it happen now.
Break off your lies. Take your time. Get it right. You're not alone. You don't like to fight. Nor do I. Trying to break out of this. I'm not sick anymore. Taking my time ain't working. I'll wake up and move on.
investors are entitled to a level of return that matches their risk capacity. There are five dimensions for determining risk capacity. First, your time horizon and liquidity needs. Second, your attitude towards risk. Third, your net worth. Fourth, your income and savings rate. And finally, your investment knowledge. Your risk capacity can be determined by answering the questions in the Risk Capacity Survey at ifa.com. If you've never asked yourself these questions, if you've never taken the Risk Capacity Survey, we're here to rescue you. We're here to bring you home.
Is there somewhere you can rescue me? Somewhere you can bring me home again?
Step 11, risk exposure. My name is Paul, and I'm an active investor. I'm almost home. I've taken the risk capacity survey, and now I'm ready to put my money to work. I can't tell you how good it feels to finally be on the right track with my investments. You know, somebody once told me, coming out of the dark is a bright experience. Before you know it, you're laughing more and life makes sense. Somebody else also told me, if you could ride out the storm, the sun would come again. Well, I've been holding my breath, sitting on the edge of my seat, waiting on this welcomed awakening.
Somebody once told me, coming out of the dark's a bright experience. Before you know it, you're laughing more and life makes sense. Somebody once told me, if you can ride out the storm, the sun will come again. I've been holding my breath, sitting on the edge of my seat, waiting on this welcome to awaken it.
Now that you understand risk capacity, the next step is to match the results of the risk capacity survey with a specific risk exposure. There is only one risk exposure question that needs to be posed. What mix of indexes provides the highest expected return at your level of risk? Getting to that answer involved concepts discovered by academics who methodically applied the scientific method to this problem. You want a simple formula for your risk exposure? Try these four concepts. Number one, obtain data with acceptable confidence levels. This requires at least 20 years of risk and return characteristics of indexes. Number two, select several indexes that best capture the three factors that explain 95% of stock market returns. Those include indexes from the United States, international, and emerging markets. And within each area, select indexes that focus on total market, small cap, and value stocks. Number three, assemble those indexes in such a manner that you obtain global diversification, tax management where applicable, and high expected returns at each level of risk. And number four, considering the taxable status of each account, allocate the index mutual funds that best match the indexes. In taxable accounts, use tax-managed index funds. In tax-deferred accounts, use standard index funds. If you don't understand what to do now that you know your risk capacity, if you don't know how to get the right risk exposure, we're here to rescue you. We're here to bring you home.
Is there somewhere you can rescue me? Somewhere you can bring me home again.
Step 12, invest and relax. My name is Paul, and I'm an active investor. Ah, we're home. I understand now that active investing is not only stressful, but unrewarding. If I knew of an investment that gave me the ability to relax, the offer of a sanctuary to hide myself from the evil stock trading gambler lurking deep inside of me, if I knew of an investment that I could hold through all the scary times to come, like a satisfaction guarantee, what in the world would I fear?
Thank you.
invest, relax, and stay balanced. It is possible to invest and relax without fretting over the ups and downs of the market. This 12-step program has explained many advantages of passive indexing over active investing. Investing in this passive approach provides freedom from stress, anguish, and the panic of active investing. Remember, indexing is not designed to be a quick fix and does not carry the seductive quality of gambling or day trading. This approach neither has the sizzle the media likes, nor does it feed the adrenaline rush of chasing leads on returns. Active investing often leads to lost opportunity. Like most things of value in life, passive investing takes discipline and time to reap the rewards. It is the most intelligent and prudent way to build wealth over the long run. Indexing is a journey, a lifestyle, a process based on a solid academic foundation of empirical research. If you're stressed out over your investments, if you can't invest and relax, we're here to rescue you. We're here to bring you home.
Is there some way you can rescue me? Some way you can bring me home again? Some way you can rescue me? Rescue me. Rescue me.
Subject matter in the 12-step program for active investors is used with the permission of IFA Publishing Incorporated and can be found in Mark Hebner's book, Index Funds, a 12-step program for active investors, available at Amazon.com, and on the Index Funds Advisors website, IFA.com. Sources, disclosures, and data supporting statements can be found at IFA.com. All music from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com.